Nolte, Six Biggest Disasters Hitting Woke Walt Disney. By John Nolte on September 5, 2023. The news that Disney's stock price target has just been downgraded to a still optimistic $110 offers a perfect jumping-off point to look at why. Disney was once one of the most bulletproof brands on the planet. For almost 100 years, Disney meant magic, family, innocence, fun, and fairy tales. But thanks to the corporation's current obsession with identity politics and sexual perversion, the brand is not only tarnished, these dual obsessions have sucked all the creative spirit and energy out of a company that once seemed infallible. Rather than delighting children, Disney is focused on destroying their innocence with transvestites, transsexuals, homosexuality, and drag queens. Rather than great storytelling, Disney is focused on lecturing, scolding, and dividing. Rather than creating iconic characters, Disney is focused on destroying our heroes and replacing them with dull, strident, sexless, unappealing girl bosses. The results for Disney have been catastrophic and well-deserved. The stock, the brand, the movies, the streaming service, and the theme parks are all in the toilet or headed there. We are watching in real time as evil gets what it deserves. Stock price hits new lows. At one time, Disney was believed to have all kinds of upside. Investors saw a potential stock price of $146. That's now been downgraded to $110. Today, the stock sits at $81.84, an almost 10-year low. How awful is that? 5 days ago, it was $84. 1 month ago, it was $90. 1 year ago, it was $109. 2 years ago, it was hovering close to $200. Investor fraud lawsuits. Investors are suing Disney for allegedly lying about the potential profitability of Disney Plus, the company's joke of a streaming service. Investors were promised profitability by 2024. That's not going to happen. Investors credibly claim these forecasts were deliberately deceiving and that shady accounting was used to cover costs and losses. Past and future box office bombs. Of Disney's 6 major releases so far this year, 5 have outright flopped or underperformed. Next up is The Marvels, a feminist superhero movie that will probably have to make $500 million just to break even. No one liked the Disney Plus Ms. Marvel show, and no one liked Brie Uptight Larson's Captain America Mary Sue character. After that comes Wish, an animated movie after Disney/Pixar's last 4 or 5 animated features either bombed or underperformed. Added, don't forget that Snow White or some mouthy little unibrow girl who hates Snow White plays Snow White. Disney is facing barren theme parks. Gee, maybe having creepy transvestites greet children isn't such a good idea? Disney Plus is a disaster. Disney's woke streaming service, a service aimed at small children that offers transsexual propaganda, homosexuality, and drag queens, is going backward. Last quarter, it lost 300,000 subscribers and hundreds of millions of dollars. That's just one fiscal quarter. Over the last 3 quarters, the child predators have lost $2.2 billion. Brand destruction. Due to its dual obsession with sexual perversion and identity politics, Disney has not only destroyed its own brand but 4 of the greatest, most surefire, and beloved brands in movie history: Star Wars, Marvel, Indiana Jones, and Pixar. Those golden geese are dead, bludgeoned by immature, sexually obsessed, hyper-partisan losers who no longer care about telling stories. Disney is all about indoctrination and grooming now. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.